neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbi Nachum Shalom, when he battled with the appointed angel of Esav, so the term that he is used is Ve'yaver. The root of this term is come from avak. Avak means dust. Means dust. So now here one lesson that we learn that the appointed angel of the Esav was not happy with Yaakov and Avshalom, obviously, because first of all, it was not supposed to be alone, and what with that he was trying to find and bring back was not permitted to do, obviously. So now we learn from here that many times we make a lot of dust. You know what they call it? Yeah, exactly. There's another term that is used, it's called taqalla. So now we go around and then we feel we are doing it. So here, the angel comes and wrestle with you. So that's one of the messages of the Avak, that one is very proud of himself, very sure of himself, that I'm the one that I can make it happen. So the other message here is that we have terms in Gemara, it's called Avak Lashon Hara, Avak Gezel. You heard about this? You heard? It's not Lashon Hara, but it's Avak Lashon Hara, or Avak Gezer. It's not stealing, but it is like stealing. Kind of. Yeah, kind of. Like there was a story about a family, they were discussing where they should go for the trip next year. And then one asked, do you remember where we went last year? So he said, no. So the mother said, let me check the towels. It's permitted or?
Yeah, if you pay for it, of course.
No.
Towels, if you pay for them, of course.
Ah, they ask if you can pay for it or?
Towels are made in such special ways.
Okay. So probably they pay. Probably the pain point. So now here, so there are many examples of this matter that one might think, you know, it's okay to do, but actually it's not okay to do. So this is another thing that the angel of Esav was wrestling with Yaakov, that might be there are these type of dust that like slandering, Lashon Hara, Gezel, or Retzicha, and so on, embarrassing, and so on, that is not directly, but it could hint to this matter. So now, here, we see very interesting thing. Like, let's say, those that are they're in antique business, what do they search for? What do they search for, usually? Antiques, how does it look? The antique, how does it look like? Compared to like these modern, let's say, furniture and designs. Like, let's say, if it's a place in front of you, which one you pick? The antique one or the one that is very in fashion? Which one?
The
one in the fashion. But which is worthy? Antique one is priceless. You know, but that one, you know. So now here, one of the tasks of this angel is that make whatever is valuable very dusty. So that means you rather to be somewhere else rather than where it's worth to be. You rather to spend time where you're not supposed to wear than is worth to be. So he puts dust in it that to you, it's not worth it. It's a piece of old item. So here we see that we go for it. We fall in the trap because there are things that we run after and we want it and we spend time. And not only that, our whole life we are after it. But then we find out, I wasted my time. So here we see that many times, people, hours and hours and hours and hours, they spend time to look at something, to watch something, rather than maybe to have the talim in their pocket and read 1 minute more, or study something. Why? Because that, what type of feeling it gives them. The one that they spend time, so much time on. Yeah, they have such a boost. And here we see unbelievable thing that this angel actually, he's expert in avakim, make it dust. First of all, he makes you busy, and then you're proud of yourself, you know. And also, maybe you say things that you feel it's okay to say, but actually it's not. And most of all, that he makes you to spend your time and be places that it's very shiny, glowing, attractive, rather than the antique timing. And that's what exactly the wrestle was all about. And Yaakov Ben Shalom, who won?
Consider that he went after the oil by himself at the Gala.
I'm sorry? But who won? Who won here? Who won?
Who won? Yaakov Avinu.
Was he harmed?
Yes.
So how can you say he won, but he was harmed?
The harmness was for different reasons that he got harmed. Not for the oil that he got.
What do you mean? He was hurt by it or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, it was.
So, but here he's saying that you won over me. That's why his name was changed, no?
Yes. At the end of it. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Sometimes
who won?
In order to win, you didn't have some payment to do.
No. We're talking about kosher winning. No, he did win. But here, the problem was that the angel was not able to overcome him. But his children, that we see the Gita and Asher is a remembrance of his children. Later on in future, he got him. And that's us. Yaakov Alav Shalom won over the angel. But we see the reminder that is the Gita and Asher is a message of the children later on. That unfortunately, they went after all this artificial view and perspective in their life. That's what the avak, the dust is all about. That's what the git, they say the kaf yerecho means the children later on. And the way we have to fix it, that we have to clean up and make sure, you know, it's a pity to let go with priceless item rather than something shiny that is worthless. And that's what exactly we have to, Bezat Hashem, to take in, to fix, Bezat Hashem, all the shortcoming that maybe we fall in the trap. Hashem is Akeno, Bezat
Hashem. Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.